Thoughts on Amos. Amos chapter 8 and verse 7. God not forgetting. God not forgetting. Let me read the verse to you. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, I will never forget anything they have done. What a solemn word. He makes this solemn oath, does God, this most powerful swearing. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob. I'm sure Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13 onwards, I think will bear this out, that when he says, I have sworn by the pride of Jacob, God means I have sworn by myself, as the writer of the Hebrews makes when speaking about Abraham and God swearing about Abraham. He could swear by none greater than himself. And it seems the same here. And what he swears, what he lays down as an oath here, as a categorical, blunt assertion, and what it is this, that I will never forget anything they have done. Israel may forget. Israel may forget that she has kicked over the law and kicked over the traces of the covenant. She's gone away from God. She's introduced paganism and idolatry into Israel. But God won't forget it. Israel will forget, maybe. That's the trouble. We do forget. God never, he says. Every detail. Nothing is trivial to God. This is what Israel had to learn. Man will step over, skip over passages in the Bible. I've heard preachers preaching, and they come to a passage, they just jump over it. It's too difficult. They won't have it. They don't even say they're not taking it. They just treat it as though it's not there. They avoid issues, they turn their look the other way, they miss the point, they misinterpret the point, they minimize the point, they won't listen to the point. They dismiss the question. But God never. Nothing is too small for him. I will never forget anything they have done. They can talk about what they're going to do, they can talk about their thoughts and all the rest of it, but I'm weighing their actions and what they have done. I will not forget. Now, of course, that's Israel in the Old Covenant. Can we apply something the same for the Ecclesia in the New Covenant? Why should God, I the Lord, change? Now, why should God change over this? There is a discontinuity in the covenants according to his own purpose. Galatians chapter 3 makes this very clear. Oh, yes. Galatians chapter 4 makes it very clear. There's a change in the covenants. There's a discontinuity there. But God is the God of the Old Testament and the New. And what he asserts, what his character is, I, the Lord, change not. We think we have God sewn up. We can cope with him. We can manage him. But God is too big for our confessions and our statements and our systematic theologies. We can't contain God in a box. Mere words he is not interested in. Mere thoughts even. What God wants from us is actions, and he weighs our actions, and he sees our actions. Of course he sees our thoughts and hears our words as well, every idle word. But the Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, I will never forget anything they have done. Israel had to learn the lesson. We have to learn it. Brother and sister, as believers, we need to hear this. Unbeliever, God knows how many times you have refused to trust his son, how many offers of mercy you have turned your back on, how you have minimized and laughed and scoffed and mocked at his promise of grace and salvation if you will trust his son. God has remembered every action, every refusal, every offer. Make your peace with God now. Receive the peace that he offers you. Come unto me, says Christ, and I will give you rest. All who come shall be saved. None cast out. So come.